from Worcester Park.
Okay. So tell me, Bill, tell me about the event. How did you get involved in this cycle?
Well, you know, it's a bit of a mystery, really. I did a bit from last year, and so I thought I'd do something this year, and I contacted them, Joe and Helen and the fundraising team at Kingston. Sort of before I knew what I was doing, I was cycling like from Watford to Romford, and I still don't know how, but you know, they've got 18 offices within the M25, and yeah, just decided to see if I could get round them all.
And how did you get involved with the charity? How did they contact you?
No, I did some from last year.
Okay.
I know Kingston's my local community, Samaritan. I mean, there's others, Kingston or Ealing, but Kingston's my local one. So yeah, I just go on the website and got in contact through the main Samaritan's website through to Kingston. Got talking to them. They're so helpful. They're a brilliant bunch.
And tell me about the race itself yesterday. What were the key challenges on that race?
Oh, it was concentration. It was concentration. I mean, the cycling was bad. I just had no way around it. It was sore, you know, tiring and all that stuff. But also, it was 14 hours in the end. And that's all around and in London. And at the end of it and the beginning of it was dark as well. So it's keeping my wits about me, really. I think that was it. I had to sort of like take some rest stops just to rest my brain, I think.
14 hours, that's a long stretch.
A long time in the saddle, I can say.
How many miles did that cover?
Just shy of 135. In the end.
Wow, that is a lot. You must be knackered. Are you feeling it today?
Yes. Yes. It's a simple answer. Yes. And apparently tomorrow as well. But my wife Helena says that if I do the chores, it will help with my recovery. So, you know, I'm on hoovering duties. And she's probably right. It might help.
And where did the race? Tell me about the stages of the race. Where did it start? So it started in Kingston, is that right?
Well, it actually, they've got an admin office in Yule, so it started in Yule, but the Sam's offices, yeah, then went Kingston, I mean, the list is Kingston, Epsom, Uxbridge, Watford, Harrow, down to Brent, North West End, then up to the Wards, Enfield, Leighton, Ilford, Romford, over to Bexley Heath on the ferry, and then Orpington, Croydon, oh God, what's here? And then up to Lewisham, and then into the city, then the West End, and it ended in Putney.
That is a very, very long stretch. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Many congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Did you get the final?
Well, it was quite slow going because of traffic. I did some training runs on it just because I kept getting lost in Watford. I took me hours the first time I went there just to get in and out of it. It was about averaging a fair old crack at it, actually, sort of about 19.5 kilometres an hour. And for me, because, you know, I'm like in my 60s, for me that's pretty cool. So yeah, I was quite pleased. And I expected to finish about 8:30, and I finished about 8-ish, just coming up to 8 o'clock. So
that's pretty good. And tell me a bit more about the charity and how much you raised.
Well, I think last speaking to the fundraising team for the Kingston people, that I think we're just over 2,000 and heading up. So, I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, and like you guys, Radio Jackie, just the raising awareness for it. I mean, that's just fantastic, and it's just so generous. I mean, the charity itself. I mean, that's why I did a bit from last year. They're people from our communities. I mean, that's what I realised going around all these offices. It's people from, you know, our communities, and they're trained, but they're volunteers, and they're there as we speak, all day, all night, every day of the year. You know, being a safe place for people that are finding, you know, that need support when life gets difficult, or they having trouble coping, you know, through illness, family issues, isolation, mental health, any you know, all and any number of reasons, and they're there to listen and talk things through. So, you know, that's like I said, they're there now.
Okay.
Across the country. Brilliant.
Okay. No, that sounds really, really motivating. And it's so finally then, tell me, obviously now you've done the race.
Yeah.
What advice would you give for sort of those who are going to take part in a marathon, whether it be a cycle or whether it be a half marathon? Because funny enough, I'm taking part in one at the end of the month. I've never done it before. What would your advice be to anyone who's going to do something like this on this scale?
Top man. Try and enjoy it. I mean, if you signed up already, you're going to be doing it. Try and enjoy it. Do your training. Do some training. Do yourself a favour. Make sure you're putting a couple of hours just to make sure that you feel good about it and you feel like you could, you know, see the finish line and cross it. And that's it. That's it. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Oh, and tell everyone about it, because then it's too late.